With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. House Republicans nominate Judiciary Committee Chairman Jim Jordan of Ohio for Speaker.
Jordan won the Republican nod for Speaker in the conference's second such vote this week, beating his challenger, Congressman Austin Scott from Georgia. Earlier this week, Jordan lost to Majority Leader Steve Scalise, who exited the race late Thursday when it became apparent he would not garner the 217 votes needed to be elected Speaker on the House floor. It's unclear whether Jordan will be able to surmount the internal divisions that led Scalise to abandon his bid. Republican infighting has left the House paralyzed for 10 days. Edwin Mora, Washington.
At the UN today, families of the people taken hostage by Hamas terrorists spoke about their anguish over their loved ones. Rabbi Burton Vysotsky, who is the cousin of hostage Hirsch Goldberg Polan, said the family hasn't heard from his cousin since last weekend.
Hirsch sent two texts to his mom on that Saturday morning. The first, three words, I love you. The second, two words, I'm sorry.
Israeli infantry made their first raids into the Gaza Strip on Friday since Hamas fighters rampaged through southern Israel. And Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a campaign of retaliation had only just begun. France's interior minister says the suspect in a deadly school stabbing had been detained for questioning the day before on suspicion of radicalism. Interior Minister Gerald Darmanin said on TF television that intelligence services had been monitoring the man's phone calls for several days and sought to question him. But Darmanin says investigators found no weapon or threat or indication he was planning an attack. On Wall Street, the Dow by 39 points. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention condemns the attack on Israel.
In a letter signed by numerous evangelical leaders, the SBC says, quote, "We, the undersigned, unequivocally condemn the violence against the vulnerable, fully support Israel's right and duty to defend itself against further attack, and urgently call all Christians to pray for the salvation and peace of the people of Israel and Palestine. They are calling on the Biden administration and all U.S. policymakers to take terrorism seriously." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious charities in San Diego say they are being overwhelmed by illegal immigrants as U.S. Customs and Border Protection releases them directly into the city. Government shelters are full and local churches and ministries say they can't take up the slack. Catholic Charities of San Diego recently halved capacity at the two hotels where it houses illegal immigrants to about 800 people because the agency is running short of money. This is SRN News. Russian authorities have raided the homes of lawyers representing imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny. Correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The raids are part of a criminal case in which the three men are accused of participating in an extremist group, according to Navalny's ally, Ivan Zhdanov. Navalny's team confirmed on Telegram that all three of his lawyers were detained after the search, apparently as suspects in the case. Navalny's chief of staff said the case against the lawyers comes as Navalny is due to be transferred to a penal colony. He added it was unclear exactly where that would be. Navalny has been behind bars since January 2021, serving a 19-year prison sentence. I'm Karen Chamas.
Microsoft has completed its purchase of video game maker Activision Blizzard for $69 billion. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.